You're listening to SBS News.
A code to get into the coronavirus wards at Hadassah Hospital. In a holding area, Shuki Rock gets geared up. A protective suit, gloves, mask, a full face visor. He is an ordinary member of the public going into the heart of the COVID-19 area to help patients.
Assisting with just getting a cup of coffee or some water, or just helping out moving things around, doing some cleaning, you know, around the patient's chair or table. Mentally, emotionally, they're just all alone.
Inside the sealed ward, Shuki appears on a video link to ask staff outside for help. He wants some extra bottles of water for a patient. The project has now been running for a couple of months, a world first, says the hospital, using coronavirus survivors to help current patients.
My wife and I were diagnosed and we were sick. Hadassah came out with this idea of having people who are now healthy, who had coronavirus and have antibodies, to walk in into the wards and volunteer. And we looked at this together, my wife and I, and we said, that's what we've been waiting for, I guess. And it's just a chance to give something back.
There's a monitoring room full of computer screens. Staff can see each COVID-19 patient. They're treating around 100 as chief nurse Yevgeny Frank-Kamenetsky does his rounds. He's busy. Many staff here have themselves had the virus and shift patterns are punishing. Staff pressure only adds to the crippling sense of isolation for those they're treating, he says.
All the patients are very lonely. They have nobody inside. No family, no friends, no one. Only the staff, and the staff are dressed like aliens. So it's very important for them that someone can come, sit near to them, and talk to them.
And there was this one person who I walked into the room and said, hello, how are you? I told him I'm a volunteer, my name's Shuki, I'm a volunteer. And I said, how are you feeling today? And he basically looked up and he said, how am I feeling? And he burst out crying, and for about 10 minutes he was just in tears describing frustration, not knowing what's going to be.
They have about 30 volunteers who are accessing the wards. They've all been tested to ensure they have the antibodies triggered by the virus. They've also donated blood in case that can help others. But the science is still unclear about just how much or even how long people may have immunity from having had the virus. And that is why all the volunteers here wear exactly the same protective gear as the nurses.
Well, my assumption is that I'm geared up just like any other staff member. And then I have another layer of protection, these antibodies. You know, so I'm saying worst case, I'm like anyone else that goes in.
Director of Nursing Dr. Riley Alon says the scheme builds on the hospital's founding ideas.
The volunteers are taking care of Arab, Jews, Christian, it doesn't matter. They take care of everyone. This is the vision of Hadassah International. This is our values. One of the big problems in this sickness is to be someone that sits with you and talk with you and ask you, hold your hand. I think that's the half of the way to heal from this sickness.
The project may now be rolled out to a second hospital. Shuki knows he can't match the medicine, but he thinks telling his experience of surviving the virus can help.
This is what I can do. It's really nothing compared to what the teams here, again, nurses, doctors, etc., are doing. So I just try to keep it simple and do whatever I can.